Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
You haven't heard that noise in a while.
It's been a minute.
Like 3 months. Funny how time just keeps ticking away.
Yeah. I guess the last one, but no one's heard the one.
With the girls, yeah. The
girls. So it's probably been
one of your friends talked but didn't use the microphone.
Sorry.
Last name rhymes with Pokes.
We tried.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was a good conversation. Sorry you missed it.
You had to be there.
I had to be there. So I'm not even sure when the last time I've been on the podcast.
July. Oh, right if we got back from Disney, so.
I think we can still do this.
We've been busy, guys.
Well, you told me like all the equipment wasn't working or something was broken.
I didn't tell you that. I told you your microphone stand broke.
Yes, that's equipment, and it was broken. So I stand corrected here.
That's all I told you. Harlan really loves to come down here and...
Which stresses me out because it could not be... More disgusting.
It's pristine. You could eat off the floor here.
Nope.
I killed a huge spider here yesterday. Yeah. And it was one of those like jumping spiders.
Did it jump at you?
It did. Like I went to stop it and it knew I was coming. It had
like a wolf spider or something.
Like spidey sense.
Yeah, it is not pristine. It stresses me out for him to be down here, but
he loves it.
I think he just likes because you're down here playing a game.
And he makes TikTok videos. Or he YouTube videos.
Yeah. He would bring the phone upstairs if he could.
No. I think he likes to make videos. He's got his little areas around here.
He does know, like, he has to wear shoes down here, so he may not have anything else on his body.
Underwear and shoes. Yeah.
Sitting in his mom's basement. What every parent hopes and dreams for.
Oh, we got so much stuff here. And to my right, I'm looking at a Christmas tree.
We're gonna put that up. You ready? I'm not.
You wanna put it up tomorrow?
No, I'm getting pressure from upstairs.
To do it?
Yeah. Charlie wants to, and I don't. Like I feel we got really busy. A lot happened in October. And weekend after weekend I was gone. And so we never really got to sit down and decorate for like I normally decorate for Halloween and We
got it out the day before.
Yeah, we didn't even carve a pumpkin.
Yeah. I offered a couple times to go get pumpkins, and yeah. You said we have to pick out our own pumpkins.
We do. That's non-negotiable. I don't know what...
I'm just saying I would have got pumpkins, and then I could have got three, then you picked out one of the three.
I guess, yeah. It's just weird having somebody else pick out your pumpkin. That feels very personal. And...
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. It just didn't feel right when you offered that.
I don't think Harlan likes carving pumpkins. I think he likes...
Oh, he hates it. He's very, very... Did you not see the video or the pictures his teacher sent?
Yes.
He hates it.
Yeah, he's not a...
Grosses him out. Texture, not his thing. Like, gooey textures are not his thing.
We were supposed to get Santa pictures today.
Oh, God.
And it was... You would have thought we were asking him to go see Satan.
He was fine with it. He has been, yes, I will go Santa. But this morning, it was, I'm going to say 80-something percent on me, us. We did a quick transition. We tried to get the iPad out of his hands, throw him in a shower, get him dressed, and get him out the door.
That shit don't work.
And it absolutely does not work. If he's really engaged in something, and he was really engaged, he's been playing a game.
Yeah. And he's not good. So he's he's playing like a Fall Guys type game. And he makes it to the second round, but he never makes it out of the second round.
And he gets pissed. But he starts right back at the beginning. Oh, yeah. He's fine again. But
then we cheer when he wins. And we're like, sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Yeah, sometimes you lose.
He says, no, sometimes you win. All right. So the autistic one's competitive.
Oh, he is competitive. The other one. She's not competitive.
Care less.
But I am excited that she's one of her friends has a job, so she's like, I need to make my own money.
She's been on this for a little while, mostly because I'm like,
she's a $20-$30 you to death kind of kid.
Like death by a thousand cuts over here, you know. And nothing is like, I mean, I can say that she's not a kid who's like frivolously spending money or wanting to do stuff. It's just like
she's on the higher end of dining,
club dues and you know fees and stuff come up, and then she just needs $20, $30 every week, and damn groceries. Kick it, Anthony Oliver.
Yeah, there you go.
It's, you know, like
it's we've talked about this. Like we just did our grocery list for in the morning, and
we are not buying shit that's a meal. Like one thing on there will make a meal.
To be fair, nobody eats a meal here.
That's the other thing. Like
I will eat a meal. Like I was really excited because I took Abby made. She's a TikTok recipe queen, so she made this recipe for potato soup. Not my favorite potato soup, but it was a great, it was a good potato soup. Like I had it 3 days.
Yeah.
And so I asked her, I was like, hey, am I the only one eating this? It turns out there was multiple bowls of the potato soup that she had been consuming.
I took potato soup 3 days in a row to school.
I took it Friday to work.
And I was like, I cannot take another bowl of potato soup. I'm done.
Yeah.
We are in a weird spot with that, but
I'm trying, like, in my brain, I really, so, me and David were talking. David's gained 20 pounds through lifting, and obviously when you lift, you want to eat, and,
yeah,
you know, and I have trouble. I'm just a habitual eater. Like, I eat on habit. I don't eat because I'm hungry or anything like that. It's just, oh, it's lunchtime, I need it. I'll eat lunch, you know, whatever. But I want to make a concerted effort to, like, and get good protein in and do that stuff. And so we've got, like, a jug of protein, and I've not made a single protein shake.
Yeah.
I made a couple days for Charlie. I don't know if she drank them or not.
I've got a friend seeing a nutritionist right now. And in addition to taking the, I guess, the compound version of the Monjaro stuff. I don't know what you call the compound version of it.
Yeah.
The
laboratory version.
But the goal is 100 grams of protein. That's it. Don't count a single calorie. Hit 100 grams of protein. And then we'll see how that works. Adjust from there. I can do 100 grams of protein if I'm consuming it in shakes, bars.
Yeah.
I can do like pouches of salmon. That won't be hard. But like
eggs.
Yes. But to sit and make a meal.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not doing it anymore. I thought, like, I used to eat healthier to an extent. Like, I used to eat healthier meals before getting a Monjaro because I would eat spinach. I was very, I've not bought spinach because I don't know if I'll eat it or not.
Here's what.
And it goes bad.
Here's what grinds my gears. Okay. We constantly buy oranges and apples, and they just go bad.
I've been eating apples, but I'm the only one who eats them. So if you only eat one a day, and there's still some up there.
I saw, that's what I was looking
at. But I'm
like,
the only person that eats them. Now, oranges I bought for Charlie.
I'm not an apple guy. If I was starving to death, I'd eat an apple. I don't hate them.
Apples are great. Slice them. I got my little slicer. I take that, either some peanut butter to school, scoop it. Delicious, but that's the crappy thing right now in our house is nobody's eating like a meal.
And so I made breakfast for everybody this morning.
Did, thank you, appreciate that. My eggs were a little.
They so
you hard boiled my eggs.
I did. I just had them. I had it up
it was
too
a
high.
Fried egg. Hard boiled.
Yeah.
Hard boiled.
I had. I'm rusty.
It's been a minute
since I made you eggs like that. I used to make you eggs all the time, but
I just had this conversation for the longest time. I only called those eggs peewee eyes. I didn't know what else to call them. Like in our home.
Wait, I've never heard this story.
In growing up.
Who the hell calls them peewee eyes?
Ask any Adams or Armstrong kid. Like they will tell you what a peewee eye egg is. Peewee's Playhouse. Peewee's Big Adventure.
Right.
He makes a plate of breakfast. Describe that plate of breakfast.
I don't know.
It's a face. And the eyes are.
The yolks?
Yeah. So for whatever reason, that became code, like cultural conversation in just our home. How did you want your eggs? Peewee eyes.
Rip Paul Reubens.
So.
He's dead.
So. I distinctly remember a time when I went out in public and ordered eggs, and they're like, how do you want them?
Peewee eye eggs.
Like, I don't know what to say because all I know to say is peewee eyes, and I know that don't fucking fly anywhere else. Like, I had that awareness. But
I bet if you go to Waffle House, they'd do it for you.
To know peewee eyes?
They'd figure it out.
So, I don't know if you're
going to sounds a little sexual.
Peewee eyes. It's not one of those peewee eyes. It's just one of those, like, you grow up, like, saying or doing, and you don't realize.
You don't know any better.
Yeah. So, I guess you just say fried eggs, but there's, like, over easy is when it's got, like, a little bit of the egg white covering
you're
the yolk.
Sunny side up.
Okay, so then there's sunny side up. And then I learned sunny side up, but.
Or over medium.
But what's over medium? I don't know what that means.
That's where it's fried, but it's still a little runny.
I want a little runny. Like, peewee eyes don't miss, man. Like, you say that.
I'm
going
to scramble to it. Scramble to
but then I did, but I also knew sunny side up as well. But is that, like, is that formal, like, lingo for eggs? I don't.
The days of the diner are over. Like, Waffle House is the closest thing we have to a true diner. You know what I mean?
Comes with its own
like, you get, there's lingo. No Dixie Grill, any of that stuff.
I believe they're. There's no diners near us, but there's diners out there.
Yeah, but...
You know, we don't have a...
For us, there's no diners.
But, like, a Dixie Grill could not even thrive in a day like today. Because it's all about the brunch now. Like,
is
it's,
it?
I think there is, like, a push for
brunch. You got a whole
brunch.
Restaurant, First Watch, that's like... And what's the one we go to?
Wild Eggs?
Wild Eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a brunch.
But it's not a diner. Like, it is not dirty, gross, like, country diner.
Yeah.
I don't mean dirty. I don't mean the Dixie Grill is dirty and gross, but it was just, like, good.
Yeah.
Like, you can order your eggs, like, lacy at Wild Eggs. I mean,
I don't even know what that means.
It's when the edges around the yolk
are crispy.
If a fried egg are crispy. You got to cook them long enough to get them that way.
But without, still leave the integrity of the yolks.
Not hard boiled.
Yeah. I even threw water on it because it was like you could steam it and make it.
Yeah. But I don't think I think there's a place for it, which probably diners will like come back in vogue at some point, but people are still doing like mimosas and quiches and shit.
Quiches. Let me get that quiche.
Quiche, please.
We had in our group chat, we were talking about a bunch of different restaurants that have gone by the wayside. Dixie Grill being one of them.
Yeah. I was a big fan. It was so cheap. I love soup beans. Soup beans, cornbread. That was a daily special.
Yeah. Let's go through a list of some from our hometown of Moorhead, Kentucky, right? So in our dating phase, Abby and I, there several restaurants we frequented are no longer in existence, and it's kind of sad. Like after, but or it was before prom, we went to Jimbo's. Jimbo's is maybe the goat of all old school Moorhead restaurants.
It was amazing. Like I would dream about the place. I don't know, like price, aesthetic, everything you ever wanted.
And what got us on this topic of conversation was Pasquale's. So if you ever, if you went to school at MSU or if you're from Moorhead, on the corner was Pasquale's. And it was there. It's, it went through a change of ownership and then back to the original owners. And it just didn't work out. You know, it didn't have that, that old, old school stuff. So I don't know. But Pasquale's was a place that we would go.
Oh, I'm, well, first of all, go cut to when I was a kid and we would order Pasquale's and have it delivered. They used to deliver. And this is pre, like, this is individual.
Pre DoorDash.
Right. So they would deliver and that was go to, you know, meal for us. But going into, you know, I actually probably didn't eat inside Pasquale's as much as I had ordered Pasquale's growing up.
I can remember your parents ordering Pasquale's and enjoying it there at your house.
Yeah. But it was just, I don't know. It there's just like the bread was a certain way, kind of like hard and crispy, like a little tiny loaf of bread on the side.
Just, and not even cut all the way through, just cut at the top.
Yeah. Like, what the hell am I even eating this? But fucking ate it because it was like,
because
let me eat a small loaf of bread. When in the world does that make sense?
But let me, Pasquale's and Outback.
Let me just.
The only two places that are going to bring you a loaf. But
Pasquale's give you your own little teeny tiny loaf, and you're just like inhaling. God, the calzones were huge and
great place.
Awesome, but I don't know. It's a bummer. Like,
and then you and I would frequent Cutters and Boomerangs, two steakhouses.
Yep.
Sort of Lowe's is that now.
So much money has, like, sunk into that.
Oh, listen.
Well, and you know, like,
I'd go to Cutters and get what on my salad?
Extra egg.
Extra egg, baby.
Every single time. Ask for an extra egg. Like, in thinking about, like, people who, like, grew up, there were just, there was enough restaurants. Like, people had jobs at some of these places. I mean, I know you worked at Wendy's. I didn't have that.
It's still there.
That fast food or, you know, restaurant experience, but those things are gone. And we had a basketball banquet at Cutters one time
they at fed MSU. Us before our,
like my basketball in college.
They fed us before our playoff games in high school for football.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's stuff like that still locally and stuff, but.
All right, I'm going to go through a list. You tell me what you would bring back and what needs to just stay.
Stay gone?
Stay gone.
Okay.
Grand Junction.
Oh, my God. I love it. The fries, the waffle fries?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Western Sizzlin', the OG steakhouse.
0% remember. I have no memory of it.
Okay. Ponderosa, before that, Bonanza, same place.
Okay. Ponderosa, if we're ordering a bag of wings.
For 4th of July.
Are you? You just had a stroke. It's Christmas.
That too.
Every year, it's Christmas. I distinctly remember coming home. We would go have Christmas at my mom and dad's, and this is pre-kids. And mom would order. Mom was queen of like ordering like a bag of something. She'd get a big old bag of wings from Ponderosa. And Dustin came home with us, my brother, and
to
the house. Yeah, like on Christmas.
Yeah.
And we bring home the leftovers with us, all the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out that evening just how fast our Great Pyrenees would fight you over a wing. And Gunner just took the whole wing out of his hand, like in one bite, just decimated, lost a hand. But I distinctly remember sitting on our couch, just eating wings on Christmas Eve.
So much
easier before kids. You're probably getting ready to go to work or some shit.
Shoney's.
Oh, my God.
Only for the breakfast bar.
Breakfast bar, hands down.
Like, nobody's going to Shoney's for
dinner. Why are you eating rice at breakfast? I don't know, because it's on the bar. A Twinkie, strawberry shortcake, go for it.
DBA subs and salads. Here's the only thing I remember from there.
The shredded lettuce?
The crackers.
Like the crackers in a packet? Like
the crackers in a packet.
Club
crackers that said DBA subs and salads.
Don't remember it, but.
That's all I remember.
My head, there was shredded lettuce.
Racks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Another salad bar location.
Did you ever get the little racks cup that was a little gator head?
Oh, yeah.
Drink out of it.
100%.
Drink your juice out of it. Damn it.
Taco Tico.
Absolutely. I can see it. There was a Taco Tico. There's Taco Tico in Lexington.
Yeah, there's a couple in Lexington now. China Garden. We had to call on Abby's mom to remind us what the OG Chinese place was in Moorhead.
Loved it. First time I ate there, the Menzies family that would take me to church with them on Sundays would go there. It's the first time I had Chinese. I was just like getting whatever everybody else was getting in front of me, you know, and then ended up loving it.
Druthers.
Absolutely.
That's where my dad would take me for breakfast after I'd get my hair cut.
I don't remember eating breakfast there.
Yeah.
They had a little buffet bar, probably cheap as shit. I know we ate.
Listen, with today's economy, Joe Biden prices, we could probably buy Druthers. Jerry's.
Absolutely. Mostly for the nostalgia.
Yeah. I don't think I ate there more than twice.
Not in Moorhead.
The one in Mount Sterling was solid.
Yes. My pappy was a manager of the one in Moorhead. I don't remember eating there a lot, though, as a kid. I don't know, like, where we was. My parents were probably, my dad was really like, sick of it or something growing up.
Beachway Diner.
I have never eaten Beachway.
Oh, I have. I've been there, like, 2 o'clock. It was the only thing that was open. So,
Rob, you were there.
Rob was there. But also, at Post, they would deliver. So, when I was working midnight shift, if I was hungry at 1 o'clock in the morning, they would deliver me food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it good? It's a pizzeria now.
Yeah. I mean, it was, no, it wasn't good. But
it was food. You'd eat it.
CeCe's.
Absolutely.
I wasn't the biggest CeCe's fan. It's
pizza. Like,
it wasn't even good pizza.
Who cares? It's pizza. Like, sound like Kevin on The Office. It's not horrible. Like, you're paying $5 to go eat all the pizza you want. Take it easy there. What are your standards?
I am loyal to Mr. Gaddy's.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, 100%.
But. Or a good Pizza Hut buffet when they've got the cinnamon sticks out there.
Those are good. I feel like CeCe's had good brownies. Like some.
They did. It had like the sprinkled
powdered sugar
on top. Yeah.
I'd go there. $5 for some brownies, plate of brownies.
I don't know. It's just getting old sucks because all that stuff, you never knew. Did you ever think it was going to go away? Like, did you think?
No. I don't know. You have no sense. Like, I wonder if Charlie will have things that she looks back and she's like, oh, whatever happened to.
But Steak and Shake.
But there's not, like, are there places here like that? I don't know.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at,
or did we just eat out a lot?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
Is that what happens?
You look at, what was the Terry and Kathy's on Main?
Mm-hmm.
When we moved here, that was a spot. We ate there. It's on its third iteration now.
Yeah.
It's Romero's now.
I guess we just don't have like a, I guess part of this too is like, if we're talking about these places, we're seeing like we went to these places, this like specific rhythm of like when we hit them. Like, I'm hungry at work, I ordered this. Or after church, we went here. The Holiday Inn used to have food.
Ivan's Cafe.
Yeah. Been there.
Mm-hmm.
After church. But
see, there's anybody sneaking down after Saturday night at the Plaza State Holiday Inn. You know, gotta get some.
We would get a room at the Holiday Inn occasionally on the 4th of July.
I know, I was there.
To
watch the fireworks
and to watch the local fireworks. So crazy, but also then came the period of our lives where we're like, you can hear them from our house. Okay,
can hear them, dog.
Okay, Dad. That's what everybody wants to do, is hear a firework.
Yeah. You can watch it on TV.
The speaking of restaurants, I was thinking about, so our boy, Keith Lee, is his name?
Oh, he's in some drama.
It's some drama over, like, he went to Atlanta?
So he's been doing these food tours.
Yeah.
So he goes to Atlanta, and I think this people had told him to go to this place. So he doesn't go in because everybody knows who he is. So he sends his wife in. And they won't serve her. So he goes in, they're like, oh, we'll seat you right away. And he's like, I don't get down like that.
Oh, he pulled that's a little Jesus trick on him. When Jesus comes to the door, and he's like, oh.
And he wasn't rude about it or anything. But
not, yeah.
I bet that place wishes they'd done better that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because he legit changes people's lives.
Was it just the one restaurant? Mm-hmm. Okay, in my head, he'd gone multiple places.
No, it was that place. Like, he did a great ice cream cone truck or ice cream truck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had other places he liked. But
he died. I mean, he completely, just because of his following and stuff. Yeah. So food, like food, the food experience is completely different with social media and Instagram. I'm going to take a picture. But she's like, think about that. Like, Jimbo's was just the shit because it was a shit. Like, nobody was posting pictures about it. There was
no, you ain't going to find no pictures on Facebook now of Jimbo's.
Right. There was an ad in the local yearbook because somebody left school to go sell an ad to Jimbo, you know. Yeah. But there was nothing, or the school newspaper.
Yeah.
There's no social media shit to that at all.
No. That's crazy. Yeah, we went before prom.
Homecoming.
Or homecoming. One dance and ate at Jimbo's.
Yeah.
All dressed up.
We've said this before, but we own two of the benches and a table that came from that restaurant. So
keeping the history alive.
Definitely. Oh, wait. There was another restaurant downtown. It was a bar, but there was food there too. Damn it.
Oh, we talked about cowboys at Old Town.
Yeah.
Like, Old Town was a very specific part of Moorhead's history.
Our little teeny tiny community thought they were going to put like a amusement park ish.
Kind of.
Little.
They had like laser tag and bumper boats. But
I distinctly remember getting on the bumper boats one night with a couple of friends. Like, we all went out for somebody's birthday and we in high school and got on the bumper boats. And I don't know if anybody else ever.
Right.
I don't know how long it lasted. I have no beginning and end to this.
We had gator bites.
So we went to Cowboys on my birthday, which
in
my head, is Cowboys not also a strip club? Is there not also a Cowboys strip club somewhere in the history of Moorhead?
I don't know. I don't know in my time.
Well, I don't know. Or a bar or something. I don't know. But just thinking about that. The front porch.
Yeah.
That was a restaurant.
Yeah, it was.
That's where we actually got the table and chairs, and they'd come from.
They'd come from Jimbo's, yeah.
That was not bad, but.
No. Yeah, it was. Things change. Like, last week, I sat down to talk about I went to a retirement seminar for 3 days. And the whole time, I'm like, I'm not old enough for this.
Sitting around with other guys who were exactly your same age?
No, well, they're way older than me. Everybody was at least 50 years older than me in that room.
Oh, okay.
It was, I don't know, for those, if anybody's retired or that's worked for the state, and here's, you know, I've seen a lot of people retire in my 24 years. And it was always like when they went and go to sit down and talk to them, it was set in stone after that. So I was kind of open-minded about it, and then
what do you mean, like, set in stone?
Like, they'd go see it, like, they'd go check to see what it is, and then they'd come back, oh, I'm retiring.
Okay.
Like, nobody ever went, it was like, nah, I need to stay 5 more years.
I feel like in today, though, I have a lot more people I know that go and do the check. Either they're checking earlier because they've had it, or for whatever reason, I do feel like there are people that go now more recently and they do change their mind, or they're like, I need to go another year. I need to go another 2 years.
Well, so you retire for many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like your job. You're going to get a new job. You're too old. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of different reasons. For me, I'm 43, and this is a guaranteed benefit for me and you the rest of our lives. And I could actually make Charlie my beneficiary and be for the rest of her life. But, like, I feel like I'm buying my life back.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm buying my prime years to go find something else to do or not do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my one-on-one, right? So I sit down with the guy and he's got all my stuff and he's like, he's looking at it and he says, first question, so, why haven't you retired? I said, I need a job. He's like, okay. But other than that, why? He's like, you could have left, you know, 16 months ago or whatever. And I'm like.
And do what and make what? Yeah, like, what's the money look like, friend?
I'm like,
we're not sitting here because It's a good time.
I mean, for in my position, I can stay another 20 years and it doesn't affect the money a great deal.
Right.
So I'm kind of at that point where it's like, what do I do? And so the first day, they're like, it's like 10:30 in the morning. Like, hey, if you got to start filling out your application now, you can be retired by the end of the day. Because didn't know this, something for you to know, you can only retire the first day of the month.
Oh, okay.
So
I think I knew that because I helped my mom do her retirement stuff.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and we're talking. And I'm trying to find that one thing that convinces me, like, I need to stay. It just never came. I was like, all right, cool. So, and then they give you so many options of how to get your money. I'm like, I'm probably going to need to consult somebody about this.
Yeah, that's like you're texting me these things, and I'm like, is there somebody that we can talk to about the best way to do this? Because we don't have any precedent.
Just give it, just write a check for the whole amount.
Just give it all of it. Because I'm thinking like, feel like there's a catch somewhere. I'm never going to look at something optimistically and feel like, oh, you're going to give me that. No, what are you trying to do? What do you want? This can't be, like, retirement seems like a scam. I'm pretty sure there's a scam. I don't know. I approach everything with that mentality. Like, they're tricking you.
You got to flip your mindset from the doom and gloom.
Good luck. It's what protects me, keeps me safe. It keeps me on my toes. Keep those expectations low. You don't fall very far.
Well, that's not, I don't think.
So we're looking at, so when you say I'm done, nothing says I can stay. That doesn't mean like next month you're retiring.
No. I could have.
But financially we have to stay until July?
No. It's just.
Then why are we staying until July?
I just feel like that's a good, to leave, I've got so much stuff to do. Like, so much
work. Who cares? You just walk away and you don't have anything else to do anymore. Turns out.
but turns out I only have to wait 30 days. If I wanted to go back, I could go back.
Okay. Are you just going to spend every month going, listen here?
I mean, I've been listening here for a couple years now.
It's going to be weird. But you're wanting to get a job.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing this, you're giving yourself enough time to stay in so that you can be lining up something.
I need the state to pay for a few more trips. You know, I got some cases I need to finish up.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, I just can't, because I definitely don't want to drive to, like, Indianapolis with my personal car to go to court.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't trying to spend my own money. You know what I'm saying? I've got a partner at work, and we're in the same boat. So, like,
did he do the seminar as well?
No, he didn't. But, so we're back and forth every day. Like,
I don't even know the fun. Like, I couldn't even tell you when I'm eligible. There are people my age that know exactly when they can retire. I don't have a clue. I feel like at some point someone's going to come to me and go,
"Hey, you ought to retire.
Hey, girl, it's time." I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
has taking the new job maybe reset the clock on how you feel about work or how, like, you know, you spend 20 years as a teacher. Do you feel like I need to do 20 years at this job or?
Not necessarily. I don't know where this job leads me or what it leads to or doesn't lead to, or if it is, you know, a season. I'm not sure.
Did you see yourself going back to the classroom?
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm doing this. I like the challenge that it gives me to think differently.
That's what I'm saying. Is it like a new?
Yeah. Yeah. So just historically with me, turns out about every 10 years, I've made a big change in my career. Just by changing schools and changing grades and stuff. And then I left the classroom. After 10 years of being at the high school level, I don't know. I don't know what this job even looks like 10 years from now. There's a lot of pieces to it that, like, I could not imagine doing 10 years. And there's pieces of, I'm like, oh, yeah, I could talk about this forever. but I think it's been good for me in that aspect of like letting me kind of step back and kind of see how things
you work. See how the sausage is made.
Yeah, to an extent.
That's not always a good thing.
No. No, there's parts that I'm like, ugh. Ugh. And it stretches me and my personality as far as.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's like organizational skills. I've had to be really, I'm really hypervigilant about checking my calendar all the time. I'm terrified I'm going to miss a meeting.
Have you?
Not yet, or miss like an email that need the like a time sensensitive thing. I haven't missed.
God forbid
yet.
They try to call you for something.
Just email me. I'm really neurotic about that. The hard part is like I do have to make choices about like being certain places. I can't like things get booked double, and I have to be like I can't do both of these things. Which one can I miss? I don't like that so much. You were saying habitually. You know, like it's lunchtime. That doesn't happen. Like I don't have a lunch period. Like at for 20 years, actually longer than that of my life, there was a time slot in the day. Like you take out the 4 years of college. Okay. So since I was like in public school and then spend another 20 years as a public school educator, there has been a 25 to 30 minute window in which I've been told this is when you eat food.
And now it's like,
I don't have that.
Get it when you can.
And then on top of that, I'm taking medication that may or may not remind me that I'm hungry. And so I will get to the end of the day. I'm like, have I eaten? No, I have not. So I try to be a little more mindful of that. But I'm not good at that at all. It's too easy to just not do that and go off and do something else. And sit down. I'm like, I don't know how to structure my time sometimes. So it's just good
same
because
girl, same.
It, things structure out differently. I go at places to go and like do things. So I'm like, oh, that structures it out. Because otherwise, like, it just so happened that my meetings got switched to Zooms on Friday for a variety of reasons. And I was like, actually, in my office, it never happens. I don't ever sit in this office. This office is not decorated at all. There are totes in there from just random things.
That are yours?
Some are mine. Some are other people's stuff that I've collected that I need to go do something with. There's a table that the top isn't completely on. So if you hit it, it will flip over.
Nice.
There's a singular other chair other than my own.
You can entertain one person.
One person. Some kids came by. They have found me. They've come by. And they were sitting in my awe chair. But they were like, it's like you're in a cave. Because I don't turn the lights on. I have lamps. I like my little cave. But there's a bright blue wall behind me. So if I do get on a Zoom, it looks like I'm in a green screen, but blue. It's just weird.
Could you make it a green screen?
I could, probably.
Put the green paint on?
Yeah. But I need to, dedicate time. But I feel bad. I feel guilty, if I ever dedicated time during the school day, that's a bad use of my time. So I'll have to do it outside of school hours. And this has kept me busier after school than what.
Yeah.
Had a lot of after school meetings and stuff, but I also picked up Special Olympics and helping with that. Not nearly as much as I should, but that's kept us busy this fall. I could be in the.
And going to games.
I got a took another side hustle, being a supervisor of ball games, which I am. If anything breaks out, I'm just not your girl. Like, what am I going to do?
Who's to say?
Sir, please sit down. Don't do that. But I get a little lull here, but basketball season will start up, and I get to go to basketball games. I'm not.
Yay.
I did find out, though, like, going to games, I'm like, oh, my God, these games start so late. Like, Harlan is in bed.
Yeah.
And varsity's fixing a start.
Yeah. He's been waking up early, too. And
it's really messing with my schedule. But I do enjoy the sports and watching them and stuff, but I forgot what a late night. I cannot believe I did that while teaching. And there was a season that we weren't even living in the same county,
mm-hmm.
and I was traveling and coaching. Oh, my God. I don't know how I did it. I just don't think I wonder how many years of my life I lost just by not sleeping well because of all of that. Probably could have been a better teacher if I had time to, like, do stuff.
I don't know. Just getting old sucks.
Preach.
Like, I turned 43. Basically, from that week until 2 weeks ago, I had this case I was working on. It was, like, stressing me out. Like, I got a canker sore in my mouth. I couldn't sleep good. It was just awful. Get that done, turn around, and I flew to California. And then came back. And tonight is daylight savings time.
That's good, though, because you get more sleep. It's the sleep. It's the extra one, right?
And Abby will be asking me for a month, what's the real time right now?
I just really don't. I don't subscribe to daylight savings time. It's so stupid. Like, I need daylight at night. I got out.
I like it in the morning, too.
Yes. I got out to go to Walmart.
Last night.
It was a mere 7 o'clock. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what time is it? Why do these people have their kids out? It was 7 p.m. But we are such, like, I'm thankful for the internet and at least knowing based on memes that there are other people who this is like get home and I'm not going to get back out.
Yeah. Like, well, you've always been that way.
Like, it's too dark. It's too cold. I don't want to get out again once I'm done. But it really was just 7 o'clock. And I was like, gosh, I had a friend she was going to her studio. She has a studio and her kids are with her. I was like, what time? I acted like it was so late. It was not that late. But I don't know. I need
to. We also have a child who, when he gets home, he's not getting back out for nothing.
No. I feel like it's like we've done that to him. Like, we are such homebodies. We've made him a homebody. Part of today, of him not wanting to see Santa, he was like, I want to be home. I want to play at home. It also was just not giving up the iPad, but we took that away.
And yeah.
He's really great at playing when he doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And he can take little breaks from it. It's just, oh my gosh, this is done. You are done playing with this without him having a huge fit.
But that's how you know when he's ready for bed. He gives it up pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's getting sick. Every kid in the county is sick right now. Every disease is going on, but I hate when he's sick because, like, there's just a little bit extra. I don't know.
He's extra anyway.
He's extra anyway. When he gets sick, it's a little harder, like medicine, and
yeah.
He's actually better at taking medicine than his sister ever was. But he can't. He's getting better at communicating. I will say we did determine an ear infection based on him saying, "Mommy, my ear hurts." And
yeah,
as crazy as that sounds, like, he was able to hold a conversation with the doctor, like, this one, and he told her it hurt, and now, like, I have to interfere because he says wild things too.
Yeah.
Like,
or he's been telling the teacher that she's putting him in danger.
Yeah, God.
Which I think we talked about this. He's danger and trouble are the same thing to him,
right? So he's doing this thing where he's basically, I mean, he's just straight up lying.
He likes to pass blame off.
He can't really, and I don't know what that is. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I get a little like anxious if my phone rings around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 2:33, because it's one of two people. It's either the school, but they're every single time. They fill me with this wonderful, like all these wonderful things that he's doing.
He's an amazing kid, by the way. He killed 9 people today.
They really do like pay attention to the good parts of him.
Yeah.
Or it's daycare, like, hey, your kid won't stop crying.
Or he's locked in the, we went through a phase where he's locking himself in the bathroom.
You all.
We haven't got.
Oh, the bathroom. Like, I had it, like, I had.
He's so impressionable.
He skippity toilet, which turns out
it's a pretty popular thing.
It's a pretty popular thing among other kids, and other autistic kids are into skippity toilet. I don't know what it is. What's it from? Roblox?
Maybe.
Maybe. I couldn't tell you what it is. So there's this man's head in a toilet, and they sing a very specific song, and Harlan just latched onto it during his poop and foam time. So Harlan thinks every time he sits on a toilet, he needs to be
entertained with a phone.
With a phone. I don't know where he gets that from.
He also makes videos
that get us inappropriate. So anyway, skippity toilet becomes a thing. He goes to school. The one of the things we had not prepared him for was a bathroom with stalls and multiple toilets and urinals. So parents of kids who haven't been out in public a lot, or if you got a special needs kid and they're transitioning into public school, take them to a public bathroom, like one with multiple stalls. So most restrooms at restaurants and stuff, you're talking one or two toilets. Yeah. So anyway, he would lock himself in, would create a tale that he was fighting the potty monster, and would take multiple piles of toilet paper, wet them, I assume, in the toilet, so his hands were all in. Hadn't peed in it, so it was clean water, I guess. I don't know. And was like trying to create my kid yelling bomb at school, bombing the potty monster.
That's right.
There were leaders, educators with degrees, climbing under stalls to drag his raggedy ass out. and they went through these elaborate routines with him to convince him that the potty monster was dead, could not get back and could not get in the school anymore. They took him to every door in the school. They showed him how the doors operated, that only certain people could let others in. And they effectively killed this potty monster thing.
They did.
And it had gone on for weeks.
Yeah, I picked him up one day, and the poor lady at daycare, which I'm usually, when I pick him up, he's the first one to go.
We get him kind of early. Now, I pick him up a little later than you. There's probably 4 or 5 kids, but we pick up pretty early.
But they're like, so Harlan's been in the bathroom. We can't get him out. I was like, what do you mean you can't get him out? Go in there and get him. Oh, we're not allowed to. I was like,
we don't care. We do no, like, go get the kid. We are not those people.
It's a lot.
So that, like, so now that happened very early in the month of him going back to school. And so now the phone rings. I'm like, I get anxious because
I got the good call.
Gary, well, I had a meeting, and they're like, hey, we need to talk. And I'm like, okay. So I send them Gary's number because I had an after-school meeting. I was presenting. And I was like, I can't step out. Can you call Gary? And it happened to be just the most wonderful.
That's right.
Harlan is wonderful. Which we do have really good conversations. He's doing good things. Like, I found out last week he has a friend. And he's making
half the after-school daycare hugs him when he leaves.
Well, this is a kid he's making like multiple exchanges with, like in conversation. He's not just doing the parallel play thing. And like he's engaging with that kid. And that is like, another person said, they saw him standing in line by himself. Not like he was alone, but like there was an, Harlan has within his individual educational plan, he needs to be within eyesight and, I don't know, grabbing range of people. That has kind of followed him, because it, early on, I thought he was an elopement risk. I thought he'd run, but not.
Ain't no running in him.
He would, like, that he would just wander off. Like, he'd see something. I mean, there's times that he just walks out our front door because a puppy walks by.
That's true.
Hey, nice dog. He comes back. So they said he was just standing there, like, engage, like, talking to other kids. And, you know, a lot of time it's one-sided conversation. Yeah. But, man, those things are amazing. But then we hit weeks where, like, he was an asshole after Halloween. It makes me believe in the red dye 40 stuff, because he was just a jerk. He was mean, hateful. And so he's starting this thing where he's saying, like, I'm in danger. And, like, not in danger.
Or he tells us he'll put us in danger.
Well, I'm going to put you in danger. Oh, okay. You can't do that. So this morning it was like, I do not want to see Santa. So we have to have this conversation. Like, what do we want to just force him in the car?
Yeah.
See if he calms down. Do we drive 20 minutes?
And that's a crapshoot.
And then he gets there, and now he's making everybody miserable?
Yeah.
Or...
And we're so used to it, too.
Right.
You know, like,
so, we, like, we have to get a haircut every month. We have to have a haircut.
I hate that.
Gary, this is where Gary and I really differ in our parenting, because I'm like...
Let it grow.
Put him in the... He's got to get a haircut. Like, it's hard enough... that your kid's like, this is going to sound so vain, and I'm going to say it and get us canceled, but, like, it's hard enough when your kid is special needs and he draws attention to himself. It's hard enough when your kid is, like, 40 pounds heavier than every other kid and
6 inches taller.
6 inches taller. Hard enough. Now he just looks scraggly and, like, rough looking. Like, can we at least, like, get him a clean cut look, you know? So... the uncomfortable moment of getting a haircut is so much for you that you would just avoid it altogether.
Or I'd cut it myself, give him a little buzz.
I don't, you're not as good as you, like, I think you're great if you're dealing with a client who can sit still. I don't think you can give him a haircut.
I have given him haircuts.
When he was much younger and we could contain him to a high chair, Gary.
That's true.
That was a whopping 70 pounds ago. So we have to, you know, we go through this moment. Here's the thing. We tip well. You're going to get a wonderful tip from us.
We'll make it worth your while.
If you decide to cut his hair. I'm standing there with a rag over his face, holding it while he wants to play on the phone. And he's half, like, watching TikToks and making a TikTok of you cutting his hair. And the sweet, precious people all want to ask him questions. And I'm like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
They have to stop every 3 minutes and get a blow dryer out and blow dry his neck off.
Yeah, he doesn't like the hair touching him.
I'm in the way. So if someone could make a better...
Where's the Flobies at? It sucks the hair. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, I do know what you mean. Do you think those really work? Okay. One lady did kind of give him a Flobie-esque haircut. This was 4 or 5 haircuts ago. Remember, she didn't get the scissors out because he threw such a fit over the scissors, and she tried to use the clippers all over, and it gave him a very even Flobie.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. Not his best look.
Did I tell you about my international incident out in California with the chewing tobacco?
Oh, my God, no.
So, we go to dinner, and I need to buy a can of chewing tobacco. Like, we're flying out the next morning, I just need one can.
You needed it.
I was waking up at 3:30, 4 o'clock to make sure I could talk to Abby when she gets up. And then, it was still, 6:30 at home. It was, my time's all messed up. There's some things I needed. I needed some comforts, right?
Oh, okay.
So we go to the 7-Eleven, and it's your stereotypical what you think of a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
The thank you, come again type, you know what I'm saying? So I walk up and it's like bulletproof glass. Gas is $7 a gallon. So if you're in California,
wild,
you're listening to this, it's nuts. So I tell the guy, hey, can I get a can of this Grizzly Long Cut Wintergreen? He just grabs a can and lays it down. I was like, no. I need the Grizzly Long Cut Wintergreen. Gets another can. That's not it. And lays it down. I said, hey, man, I want the green can right there. He says, I don't know you.
You did not tell me this.
And I said, I don't fucking know you either.
Why were you rude with him?
I was matching energies.
Oh, tell me how that goes.
So then he gets, finally, I never get the can I want, but I've got like four cans in front of me.
That's called like, suck it up butter. See, I wouldn't have said a word. I would have taken that first can.
He said, that'd be $70. I said, I don't think so. I said, I want this one can.
How much is one can?
$9.
It's the math still ain't mathing.
I mean, yeah, he had a bunch of cans there.
Oh.
It's awful. Steve was laughing at me. He's right behind me watching the whole thing. He's like, why'd he say he don't know you? I was like, fuck, I don't know.
I couldn't understand him.
He couldn't understand me.
What he meant was, I don't know what you want. And it came out, I don't know you. Yeah. 100%. Don't act like that. That's exactly what he probably meant. Was he didn't mean to say, I don't know you. He meant to say, I don't know what you want. Or I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. Don't sure me.
Maybe it was. Maybe there was the barrier there. But after like the third time and me pointing to it.
I think you were a little grumpy and you're taking out on a service worker and that's not cool, man. Not cool for your precious baby dip. Be prepared. Take care of yourself.
I'd rob the place for some dip.
That's psychotic. I literally have nothing in my life that I love that much at all.
You wouldn't rob a place for your...
For what?
For your son?
For my children?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about a damn dip.
It's addiction, okay?
You've got a problem. Terrible. I don't have that I would rob something or act like an asshole to a service worker over it.
I was matching energy.
Doesn't excuse it at all.
We thought we were going to I thought I was going to a semi-private dinner that I didn't want to go to begin with. It was like 8 o'clock.
You're just a bowl of sunshine to take out public. Listen. I love that you do these things because you just seem like a peach.
Well, I mean, so I couldn't tell the guy. I was like, yeah, I'll go. 20 people there. Get there like 8:30. Head drive by the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. It's the Pasadena Chop House. Nothing on the menu looked like it was. Like, I'm not going to get a 20-ounce steak or I got mashed potatoes. Right? We're there for 3 hours. I'm falling asleep. I'm like, this is awful. Also, I'm very extroverted, but it drains my energy.
Yeah. Preach the good word, like, friend.
There's extroverts that recharges their energy.
Our daughter.
But for me, like I can do that for so long and I enjoy it. But there's a point where I'm like,
I got nothing.
No more people.
I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
I've been peopling so hard for like a month. I think last weekend I just hit a wall and you came home and you were like trying to talk. And I was like, I don't even want to talk to you. I just want to sit inside, and I slept, and I've been sleeping. I think my body is just like
catching up,
done with it, and I don't know how to fix it. Or it's hormones. I'm blaming it. Who the hell knows? Is like Mercury in retrograde? Is it hormones? Monjaro? COVID? I don't know. Like
bad attitude.
I don't have a bad attitude. That's not the right answer. That's the wrong answer.
It's just a hypothesis. Just checking on it.
It is really hard. Like, if you do, I saw a little meme that said, like, for somebody who got into a job helping people, I don't really like people. It's hard. It's so hard. Like, I'm good, and then it's just something, like, turned. I'm drained, and I'm done. And I'm like, I have nothing else to give any other humans in the world. And I can
I can see that. Hang on
until I get home, and then I'm like, whew.
Like, if you, like as a when you're a teacher and you do the same thing, or the same type of performance.
It's so, like, I promise you, no one, unless you are in that classroom, can understand the type of decision fatigue and mentally what you, the gymnastics you were doing constantly about, like, keeping, you're aware of what you are saying, you're aware of the content and intellectually what you're trying to explain.
For me, it's when, like, so when you're putting out all your content and your knowledge, and then somebody asks the dumbest damn question, so, and you're like, were you even listening?
Times that by 30, times that by six times a day.
Yeah, I'm like.
Times that by 180 days. Like, and you can't go, were you even, you can't do that. Because they probably weren't.
In my world, I can.
You can't. As a teacher, you can't. You shouldn't. You want to. So in your head, you're having the conversation about,
do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
But you look at them, you're like, and again, like I said, with a smile on your face, all while also knowing, paying attention to who has their head down, who's in a bad mood, who just knocked on the door, a phone call just came in. Like, all of those things are happening in that small amount of time while you're trying to deliver content.
It's all about boundaries, though. You gotta set those boundaries.
Set those boundaries. Set them.
So for me, I'm, like I said, I'm very extroverted. I'm a peopler. Like, and during our conference, I was the peopler. My partner is the one that just silently disappear. You'd be like, where'd he go?
The smart one.
And so, like, we did this. I've got another class to teach in Florida. But this week, we're doing a webinar.
The webinar. Do you remember that on Bob and Tom?
No.
It was a Halloween bit. It's a webinar.
No. So
somebody remembers it.
And I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal, but apparently there's a lot of people signed up for it.
Humble brag.
And I'm like, to say that doesn't bother me. One, I'm not going to see
them. It doesn't impress me much.
You know, like, I'm going to be looking at a computer.
That'd be weird. And I don't think I could do that.
This is the one time I told Steve, I was like, you can just read off the PowerPoint, bro. Like, you can literally just read off of it. Nobody's going to know.
Those are miserable, though. As a person who has sat through.
Oh, I put jokes in there, and he's like, I don't get it. I was like, when I say it, you'll get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I low-key want to sign up for this just to see this happen.
Oh, he has to call you this week.
Who?
Steve.
Why?
He's doing a background on one of your former students.
Oh. Okay.
He's like,
we'll talk after.
Yeah. I already told you it was.
I can't remember. I know you said it. I've had a lot of students.
That's the circle of life. As we exit, more join up.
There's so many. Yeah. Wild.
And it's just a different world. Just a different world.
It really is. Like, I'm working with new teachers. That's like mainly
that's your thing, yeah.
And it is wild. But I mean, God love anybody who says, you know what? I'm going into education right now. It is
easy money.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, maybe some people act like it's easy money. I don't know.
It's not. It is not. It is a hard ass job. But
you worked at Rumpke? Emergency certified. There you go. Maybe not Kentucky.
Take a breath. Did you breathe? Come on in. Come on in the door.
Yeah. What's your pulse?
No, it's not that. It is not to that level, but
it's getting
there. I know that there are places and pockets of the world that the country that it's like that, but wow.
You just have to pass a spelling test to get in.
We don't give spelling tests anymore. It's not a thing.
Autocorrect.
Yeah. Use your resources. Even though I did, never mind, I'm not going to that. This whole like science of reading thing and like how we were taught to read, how we were kind of on the...
Is hooked on phonics a legit thing?
Phonics is a legit thing. I don't know about hooked on phonics, but phonics is a legit...
Learning...
philosophy of how it's called the science of reading. It's a really big deal right now. it was a really big deal when we were kids.
The alphabet people?
Yeah. I mean, not the alphabet people themselves, but understanding the phonics of the way a word sounds, how words are created. Is important in trying to get like a long-term understanding of reading, but there's other approaches too. And so that's a big, huge debate right now. So spelling, if you think about it, actually is beneficial because understanding like the structure of a word and how like word pattern, it's all, reading is a pattern.
Yeah.
And so like, I think that's why Harlan
is an awesome reader.
Is good because he's good with patterns because he's a little autistic brain. And I think there's some memorization going on there too because he does not know what the word under, he can't recognize that word. He's going water.
Yeah.
But he can, like, definitely knows names. Like, he was reading part of the credits. We were reading the credits this morning to Elf together.
Oh, it's that time of year.
And
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Like, he knows the word David, but there's a book called Know David that he loves. And so he just, so that part of that is your brain can't actually, like, memorize so many patterns to that.
Just like pattern recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which look at like how he does with numbers and stuff, his memorization of numbers.
Also, I'll leave you with this tidbit.
Okay.
He asks us to add all the time.
Yes, he does. When he gets over three numbers in a row, I'm done.
So he was big into number blocks. Like he's super grateful for that. I was looking at his iPad the other day. And it gets to a point when he wants to watch something, he can override whatever it is on YouTube Kids by answering an addition problem. And I was like, oh my God, this is why he's asking us all these questions.
What is
8 + 3 + 5 + 7?
Asshole.
And then sometimes he never tells you, sometimes he'll say, that's correct. Other times you'd be like, that's 9,362,000. And he just looks at you.
That is correct.
Are we going to do this more? Are we going to podcast more?
I'd like to.
I'm going to get you a better chair.
I'd really appreciate that.
Start a GoFundMe for a chair.
I'm not allowed to make noise. I have to hold my own mic.
I'm very...
What kind of establishment this is, but here we are.
I'm going to let you take it. I'm going to teach you how to do it.
Literal black mold growing on the walls that I can't stop staring at, but,
it's,
you know.
It's not mold. It's my friend. It's demons.
I can't stand it. It's disgusting.
I love it down here.
I can't. Charlie even was like, I like the smell. I'm like, mold? You like the smell of mold?
It doesn't smell like mold.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what mold smells like.
Oh, it's awful. This is it. This
might just be desensitized to it.
It's probably it.
If you happen to listen in the last 3 months, thank you. I mean, I've seen people have listened.
Thanks, guys.
So you're the real MVP. And if you like this and you want us to do more of it, tell a friend. Pay the price. It doesn't cost anything to listen other than you got to tell somebody about it.
Maybe chip in to buy me a new mic stand.
We got it.
I feel like if one came down from the ceiling.
And you want like a boom mic?
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay. We'll work on that. We'll work on pieces. We'll start
a little wish list. Or we buy a house and I don't have to sit in moldy basements anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go into the house issue with my retirement another time.
Nobody wants to listen to that.
I know.
We probably bored them enough already.
That's where it's going. Also, the best part about retirement is retirement party. I'm going to throw this out here. Abby wanted.
I think I have a great idea. I wasn't going to tell you this idea.
I'm glad you told me.
Why?
So I could set some guidelines. She wants to have a roast.
Set all the guidelines you want.
She wants to roast me, which is. Like, if it was just my friends, I could handle that. If it was just my coworker, I don't know that the two worlds intermingling will understand each other at all.
I don't care. It will be pure entertainment for me, and I think this will be entertaining.
Can you get Jeff Ross?
I'm what?
Jeff, the roast master, Jeff
Ross. I don't
know
who that is.
Oh, my God. You don't even know about roast.
I do, too.
Nikki Glaser.
Yes. Is that who we want?
See, Nikki we can Glaser. Book her.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's a great idea, and I think it should be open mic.
Tell us on our Facebook page or Instagram if you think, or just call Abby and tell her you do not like the roast idea.
Nobody's going to tell me that.
So, if you're counting, I am.
Wait, do I get to roast?
Hey.
I'm hosting.
You're the host. So.
I'm going
to
introduce.
So, you get to roast the roasters first.
Okay. I don't know them that old. Yeah.
That's part of it. Like, if you have a panel of roasters, they all roast each other, and then they roast the guest of honor last. You're going to have to go to Comedy Central and watch them roast.
No, I know what a roast is. I've seen roast. I'm
telling you this, and you look blank.
No, I'm thinking, I don't want to roast them. I want it to be about you. It's all about you, babe.
Okay.
It's your retirement.
You only retire once.
I don't think that's true. Based on folks that are coming back out of retirement to work, not true.
All right.
All right.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you guys. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.